Hello.
Oh my God, I can't stop listening to Thank You Next.
Hold on.
Okay.
I think I've heard it. I don't remember.
Well, the music video came out yesterday. Thank you. Next.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. Like, and I was a very good impression of it. That was my Ariana Grande impression. Thank you. Next. Can you hear it now?
The song?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. I was just playing it, so I wasn't sure if you could hear it.
I mean, I could hear it when you were singing
So accurately,
it.
I was like, wait, I'm sure you're like, wait, was that Ariana Grande? No, Matthew, Ariana Grande is not in my house. Oh my God.
You, because I was going to say I really like that song now.
But this one's Ariana Grande. That's fair. Okay, so should we, what are we talking about today? I have things to say.
You have things to say?
Yeah, but I forgot what they were now.
Oh my God, Joanna.
Did you have anything?
I mean, nothing crazy. I got some food stuff for us to talk about.
Ooh, I'm hungry. Hold on. Oh, I have a story that might get us talking.
All right.
Might get us talking. I won't say it until we get it going.
Right. Well, then let me just get my script for this episode open.
Don't give me the script. Just let me feel it off the fly. Thank you. Next.
Right, let's start then. You're listening. Oh.
Sorry, I just wanted to get that out.
All right, well, you get that out of the
Okay, I'm back.
You're listening to That's What I Said, a podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Matthew Dickinson. With me is your other host, Joanna. This semester is finally over, Zaleski.
Yeah, now on to the next one, which is five classes and working full time. You know, the easier one.
Do you at least get some time off?
No. But
No.
I will say I worked harder that no, I worked smarter, not harder this semester because well, I guess I basically took Thanksgiving off from family and I was like, I need to work on this. And I worked really hard. So this should be the time where I'm like going crazy trying to get everything done. And I'm like, eh. Like, I still have stuff to do. Like, I have some stuff to study and I plan on doing that tomorrow. And
Oh,
then I've got some projects to do. But like, the majority, like, my hard stuff is done.
I thought you were like done.
No. I still have, well, you know, I'm a big fan of Disney. This is related. I have to teach a art integration unit on Monday,
Yeah.
and my do I have it pulled up on my computer? I'm gonna tell you my standard exactly. Oh, I said a bad word. I said a
It's
bad
okay.
word. We're gonna lose our credibility of being a family-friendly
Yeah, as being
podcast. Hold
safe
on.
for
Where
public.
is it? Arts like arts. It wasn't that much work, so it's not like a. Have to start over. I mean, I would, but it's not that
Wait,
elaborate.
you lost your homework?
My dog ate it. Chloe does look hungry. Thank you. Oh, did you see what I put on our Instagram story?
Oh no.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm doing that.
I'm not
Go
oh
watch
here's
our
my
Instagram story.
Don't watch
It's not
it?
that interesting.
Are you telling everybody to not watch it?
No. I mean, it's the best thing you'll ever see. I mean, I covered
Joanna's
it.
the queen of clickbait.
That's what I do. What? Oh, family unit. There it is. Thank you. Next. I'm so freaking grateful for my ex.
So I was listening to a
But are
podcast the
you
other.
watching our Instagram story?
Yeah, I clicked through them real quick.
Oh,
Although I did it on.
no chuckles?
Oh yeah, they were good. What? Well, I didn't read all the words.
Are.
Hold on, let me go
Look at the
back.
frame one. That's my favorite. It's after the Chad video. Jesus. And you did not click on it because unless you
No,
like are on our account.
I was looking on our account.
Okay, that's true. I was like, hold up, I'm gonna Agatha Christie this. Miss Marple this. Also, I shaded you in the
Went too
first
fast.
one.
Yeah, I saw that.
Is that why you stopped reading them?
So what was I? You were looking for something.
Did you read the joke or not, Matthew?
I did. I don't get
Which one? The family one?
it. Yeah.
Okay, there the frame it says we've literally had okay, for the people who are not on my Instagram story or our Instagram story, we have this like collage frame I got from it's called Five and below. It's like, what? Why are you giggling?
Because I'm rereading them.
Do you get them now?
I get it now.
Okay, well, for those who don't, are lying like Matthew, it's just a, like a frame, and I you know,
Joanna, I can't hear you.
I keep doing that. Oh, sorry. Okay, I'm gonna hold the cord with my hand. Okay, so what if Ryan was like, "Don't
just sit still." Don't move.
That's rude. So, Ryan was like, don't hang it up. Ryan's always like, don't hang it up. Just put it away. We'll get to it eventually. But when we do that, it never gets done. So I hung it up on the wall.
I don't know if that was recorded or if you were talking to yourself.
Oh, these are pictures. At that point. Yeah, they're a little collage of picture frames. And I was like, I'm going to hang it to remind myself to find photos to put in it. And it's not like one picture frame. It is five. Mm-hmm. And they're all like clustered together. So I can't book like five separate days. They all have to have a theme. It's a big project. It's a big undertaking. And I was like, well, I'll keep it there to remind myself. It's been 3 months. And now this family has like grown on me.
Your stock photo family.
Yeah. I have names for them. Yeah. Hi, Brianna.
Oh, Brianna.
She's a troublemaker.
She's crazy.
She's got a lover. Oh, Lord. And next to that is the chair that is piled with laundry on it. I think every household has one of those.
Oh, yeah. I started to do laundry today.
Sounds really productive.
It's as far as I got.
Did you see on my Instagram what I bought today at the soda, our little street fair?
No.
It's an ornament, and it's from a series. I want you to Google this right now, Matthew, right, and anyone, unless you're driving. Okay, it is and I've seen them in San Francisco. I think I sent it to you when I was in San Francisco, but they're a series of ornaments from December Diamonds.
Okay.
So type in December Diamonds Mermaids.
December Diamonds
Mermaids. Mermaid.
It's auto-suggesting mermaid to me. All right. Okay, I'm looking at all of them.
Yes. Yeah, so this is now what I'm collecting. And I bought my first one today. And I bought, type in Wiz.
Like after Merman?
Yeah. That's the one I bought today.
Wizard?
It's called Wiz, W-I-Z.
He's got like a wizard hat?
Yep.
I like him. He's like a sexy Harry Potter.
Yeah, he went to slither into your pants. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
So
diamondsofthesea.com.
Yeah, so now I'm collecting them, so I'm now accepting. Oh my God, if they would be, I could die happy. Because they're my new favorite thing.
we'll reach out. I don't know how you get sponsors. If we just said like, oh, this episode was brought to you by Casper Mattress or Squatty Potty, so just enter our promo code. Do you think someone from those companies would reach out to us with a check?
I think we have to do more work. It's not like Beetlejuice.
Oh, you can't just say like, Squatty Potty.
Oh, God. It just appeared. It's that creepy unicorn appeared. Okay, so you have not seen the new Ariana Grande music video.
I have not.
Have you heard about it?
I heard that it happened.
Wow, you're very informed for this pop culture podcast that we do.
Do you want me to look into it further?
Yes. And what's it while called? He's doing that, thank you, next. And I want to know if you get the references. Now, there's a very obvious reference, but it's all based on like romantic comedies. And I super appreciated her doing 13 Going on 30 because that's my favorite movie. It's so. Have you ever seen that movie? It's so bad.
13 Going on 30.
With Jennifer Gardner and Matthew Mark Ruffalo?
Sounds familiar.
It's like Big, but with a woman. She like wishes to be 30. Yes. But Mark Ruffalo is so damn sexy in that movie.
Oh, no. She's talking to me.
If anyone's listening and you've ever heard that, reach out to me because we're not friends anymore, Jenna. That's a joke from the movie. It's such
a good movie. Watching the video.
That's fair.
Is that Colleen Ballinger in the beginning?
Yeah, she's in it. I don't know who is she supposed to be?
I don't know, but I know she's pregnant right now.
Is that the Miranda thing?
Miranda, yeah. I used to... No, I'm not going to tell that story.
Well, do you have beef with her?
No.
You're like, she knows what she did.
I used to know somebody who knew her because she lives here in California.
Did I ever tell you that I interviewed Tyler Oakley before he was big?
That sounds like a vaguely familiar story.
I was doing a podcast with Mindy. Mm-hmm. And we were going to interview Tyler Oakley because Five Awesome Gays was becoming a big thing. And I reached out to him and he was like, sure. And we talked for like 45 minutes about just life, man. And we never got to set up the interview. Just like things happened. And then he got really popular. But the only thing I remember we talked about was this is like, because like Golden Girls seem to like take it on a pop culture status like lately. Like it's all the merchandise. Like I went into the Spencer's today and they were all over the place. Hot Topic, Golden Girls was everywhere.
I don't think it's like that recent.
It just feels like
you mean
a couple
outside
years ago,
outside of
the core fans
being gay culture.
Yeah, like it's just become like, and every time and I appreciate it. Like if you tag me in something that's Golden Girls related, I will love you for it. But anytime there's any
challenge
new product
accepted.
That Golden, anytime there's any new meme or a new product that comes out that's Golden Girls, either someone's going to give it to me or someone will tag me in it. My husband's mom gave me the Golden. That was a weird way to say that. My mother-in-law bought me my husband's mom.
It was almost like you weren't wanting to take I don't know what the right word is.
Words are hard for us.
Like ownership of your relation of your personal relationship.
No,
with her.
I love her. She's the best.
She's not my mother-in-law. She's my husband's mother.
Yeah, in case of like my other partner's mother, I don't know.
Echo. Turn the bed light.
I forgot
on.
What I was gonna say. Oh, she got me the Golden Girls. Are you watching the video and I'm disturbing
Echo,
you?
Echo, set the bed light to 100%.
What?
I'm trying to get Alexa to turn my lights on.
You're so lazy.
A few things share.
Anyway.
Are you sitting in darkness again?
Yeah, I was. It slowly got dark while
Sorry,
I was sitting here.
I couldn't find a device named
yes. Okay, she's done. I don't know what we were talking about. Golden Girls.
Are you watching the video?
No,
are you
I
gonna watch it later?
Because I couldn't watch it while we were talking.
Do you want to pause the show and watch it? I mean, I think it's stuff. I think you should talk about it.
All right.
I'll wait.
So you can wait while I do this.
Okay.
And then listeners, you can pause the show and watch along for yourselves. Well, how do you feel about Ariana Grande?
I love her.
You were mad on her,
I remember.
I think she's very talented. But I don't like her albums. I think she's a lot more talented than her albums portray her to be.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. My husband's getting me Starbucks because he's the best. Oh, shit. What do I like? I can't remember. Huh, who am I? I ate such a white girl order at Starbucks.
What did you get?
Hold on. I have to type it all out. It takes forever. That's how you know it's a white girl. It takes forever.
Who's this guy?
Okay, I better. What does he look like? Is it in the bathroom?
In the blue shirt.
Yeah, he's cute. I don't know who he is.
He looks like Pete Davidson.
I wonder if that's who it's supposed to be. Do you think Pete Davidson's cute? I do.
Oh my god, I think he's so cute.
Have you seen the Chad sketches?
Chad?
It's his character on SNL. Highly recommend watching them.
Oh, that's what you were Instagram storying about.
Mm-hmm. Chad is like this hunky guy that, well, I mean, if you think Pete Davidson's hot, then yes, he's hunky. But like everyone's just so in love with him and they express their feelings and he just goes, okay. So it was like, I've never met anyone like you that opens me up like this emotionally. And like, I've been never felt like this. And I have to thank you. Okay. I'm not
Actually,
doing it as funny as
I think I have seen that.
It's pretty funny. What's happening in the video?
Now she's looking at a dollhouse.
Oh, that's from 13 going on 30.
And somebody in a nice car just drove up. Oh, it's her. And she has her cute shoes on and a little dog.
Legally Blonde.
It looks like Legally. Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Oh, my God. You were saying it fast enough.
And now she's talking to the blonde chick from Legally Blonde that was in Two Broke Girls.
Jennifer Coolidge. She's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I love her in the Cinderella Story. Not Cinderella Story. No, it is a Cinderella Story. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, but that reminds me of something else that I need to get off my chest.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hold on. Now there's a dog. This video is really long.
She has a lot to say. Jeez. Give the woman a break.
All right. It's over.
You're like, thank God it's over. All right, Matthew. What are your thoughts? Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, Matthew. Have you seen the new Ariana Grande music video?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I just recently saw it.
Oh. You don't say. It's so weird that I asked you when you just recently saw it.
Mm-hmm. And thoughts? Boy, do I have some thoughts. It was good. I don't know. What do you want me to say?
Wow.
What are you looking for here?
The nation has been waiting with bated breath on your thoughts on this video, and you're like, I don't know what you want to say.
I did not, and it was fine.
Did you like the homages?
Yes, it really brought me back to my my 90s, 2000s roots.
What was your favorite movie reference that she made? Like, if you could pick one of the movies that she referenced to reference and recreate, what would you recreate?
I liked the Legally Blonde scene where she was getting her nails done, and they were doing the, what is that called? Like the bend and flick? Or...
Oh.
What is it?
Sorry. Bend and flick? The bend and snap.
Oh. I don't know these things.
I'm going to tell you why I think that's funny. Because the whole thing is you bend and you snap back up.
You're bending and flicking.
Like I imagine you like bend down and like flick your foot out. Like, yeah. But you never come back up.
It wasn't that funny, Joanna.
It was. Because I just imagined like.
Stop laughing at me.
No. This is the way you said it. It was so funny. Is it though with a bend and like you're like, what are these kids doing? Bending and flicking?
Well, I forget. Well, I've only seen Mean Girls, I think, like twice in my whole life.
What?
And one of those times was very recently.
Why?
I don't know. It was like one of those pop culture things that I just
You missed out on.
I missed it, yeah. I was too busy with my Tamagotchis and my Beanie Babies.
You had things to do. You were too busy.
Mm-hmm. I had podcasts to plan for.
That's true. I mean, it led us to this point where you make remarkable commentary on Ariana Grande. I don't know. What do you want me to say?
For being on a podcast, I have a hard time talking.
Oh, I don't. And I think that's an issue. I was listening to our last episode. I'm like, oh my God, am I going to shut up? This one girl is really mouthy. This
girl doesn't shut up. No, it's fine. It's a lot. It takes the pressure off of me.
Yeah, unless you have to edit my craziness, so sorry about that.
Joanna, what are your thoughts?
Okay.
Number one. Okay.
Music videos are weird. I don't know who started them.
Mm-hmm. MTV.
I guess that's true.
I don't know.
I don't particularly care for music videos.
All of the VJs out there. Is that what they were called?
I just like the music. I don't want to listen to that scene. But that being said, I liked this production. They put a lot of work behind it. I liked I don't think the homages were what?
I would prefer just a video of the artist doing a performance.
Yeah, that would be nice. And they have those out there.
Like when Lady Gaga just does like a acoustic performance in front of a camera.
Have you seen
Isn't that what music videos used to be?
Okay, one of the best music videos I've seen recently is John Mayer. Apparently, his studio is arguing about the budget for his new music video. So he just went down to
I say give him whatever he's asking for.
Well, no, I don't think he cared. Like, I think they're like required to do it.
Who's arguing then?
The studio.
Amongst themselves?
It's just him looking. You know, he's like, when they give a mirror to a bird for company. No, but he went down to a place music videos, and he recorded it himself for like $30. It's really funny. Like, type in John Mayer homemade music video. It's really funny.
Does he get to keep whatever was left over?
I'm sure. And then I'm pretty sure if it's not, Blink-182 once also was given money to make their music video, and instead what they did was just like filmed it like running around the street giving people money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really like here's $1,000, go spend it right now, can we film you spending the money? So like they took a homeless man and took him shopping, and he got like a pimp suit.
I wish I was like stupid rich.
Right. Did you hear the controversy with Khloe Kardashian?
No.
She was took a picture of her baby in a diaper sitting in a $60,000 purse.
That's for little dogs to sit in, not babies.
That baby needs to learn her place.
Babies belong crawling on the floor. Dogs belong in purses. Oh, Joanna, I lost you again. I think it's whenever I say something really funny, you disappear. It always makes me feel bad because then you're not laughing.
I am laughing. Edit that in there.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to be better at this. I'm going to tape this down.
Do
I don't know why
tape?
It keeps popping out, apparently. Oh, my God. Okay, but then again, see, I say I don't like music videos, but then there's been some iconic ones like
You didn't tell us what you thought about Ariana Grande's music video. We got sidetracked.
I really enjoyed... first off, she looked beautiful.
Gorgeous.
I can't get over how beautiful that woman looks. I really liked the homage to the different movies, but...
Did you see the video of her singing Wicked?
Yes, she's so pretty. That's like that. That's not, you know what? The highest compliment, unfortunately, for another woman to give another woman is I hate her. She's so pretty.
Uh huh. Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes like she's too pretty to look at. Hold on. Hold on one second. One second. Hold on. And you. Hey! Where'd it go? What the? Where did it go? Okay, that's fucking terrifying. Where did you go? Chloe, you need to go fight it. Haha, you thought you were gonna trick me, mofo. Okay. Well, what are you laughing at? What?
Are you okay?
Yes.
I'm leaving all of that in.
What did you hear?
A lot of noise and a lot of swearing.
There was a cockroach on... bug. There's a cockroach that's crawling across the floor.
You don't want and people to know you have cockroaches.
It's life, man, but... we live near the river.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's cold, so we have a lot of like them coming in. Plus, we still don't have like... Actually, no, we don't have a ceiling now. Anyway. A ceiling. We didn't have the walls up for a while. Anyway, so I have become... Like, anytime there's a bug in the house, I lose... my mind, and mm-hmm. I turn into like you. I curse and I yell, and I will just like brutally murder them.
You do not make them feel welcome there.
No, I want the other ones to hear.
No, oh. What happens?
Yeah, this is what happens when you cross me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she looked great in the music video. I didn't care for the song before I heard it, but I mean, it's a real earworm of a song. Did you like the song?
I like her. I don't like her music. I want to like it because I feel like everybody likes it, and I really want to do what everybody else is doing. But
I hear that's the best way.
That's how you make friends. I've listened to the whole album all the way through, and like I just don't have any interest in hearing it again. But I think she's really talented. That video where she was singing Wicked, and she's just like, I think she's got such a big voice for such a little small person.
I wish she'd do some musicals.
Yeah, she just needs to, I don't know. I don't know if she's, maybe it's the people who are like producing her music or, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Whenever she's doing it, selling, so.
I guess she doesn't need me mixing it up for her.
Wait a minute. I need to get branding advice from Matthew Dickens. Get me Matthew Dickens.
We
get him
to
on the phone.
Freshen this up because you're selling just enough. I think we could be doing more.
Yeah. You just one more record.
Yeah. I did that.
I did. Okay, so I heard you have food for us to talk about.
Oh, I do. I mean, it'll be quick, but anytime I hear or see something about food, I write it down for us to talk about because I know how much we like to talk about food. Mm. So I'm just gonna read this to you.
And get my reactions.
Yeah. on November 25th, which has passed, Burger King has announced that they will be creating a new limited edition Green Bay Whopper in Wisconsin, and that's going to go on from November 25th till December 2nd, which we're almost out of time to go get it. It's only in a couple locations in Wisconsin, and it is it's a Whopper with all the normal stuff, but it has 8 slices of cheese on it. And I like cheese just as much as the next guy, but I'm going to send you a picture here. Maybe I'm not. Copy. Here we go. And I dare say that that's too much cheese.
I don't understand. It looks perfect to me. That looks awesome.
So if you're in Wisconsin
I'm literally waiting for Ryan to bring me food home. And I thought it was going to be like gross food.
That looks disgusting.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Too much cheese.
Mm-mm. Not enough cheese. Take out the onions and the tomatoes and the lettuce and the more cheese. Yeah. I hate... Okay, so I go to this place called Tropical Smoothie Cafe, which we'll be happily sponsored by. Mm-hmm. And I order something called a turkey bacon and ranch wrap, but they put vegetables on it. I don't want the vegetables on it. So I told the lady, I was like, can I have everything? I want the turkey bacon and ranch and nothing else. And she goes, so no vegetables? And I was like, mm-hmm. I wanted to say yes, but I didn't like how she said it. And I was like, mm-hmm. yeah, but I just want the turkey bacon and turkey bacon ranch. So no greens. Can we stop making me feel unhealthy? Oh, I am in a war with this guy in my favorite restaurant.
Okay. Does he work at this restaurant, or are you guys just happen to show up at the same time all the time?
No, he works there, and he is always there no matter what time of day I go.
Well,
and he's the worst.
That's his job.
He's the worst. I'm going to tell you why he's the worst. No.
All right.
This, I think this is a woman thing.
You tell me, and I'll tell you if you're overreacting. Or...
Okay. Well, I see, but you're a man. Okay.
Right.
Do
well,
you like when you are
why you're wrong.
Do you like being recognized at a restaurant when you go a lot?
Yes. Like when you go in and they're like, hey, we haven't seen you in a while. Are you going to be getting the same thing you always get?
Yeah, you like that?
I do.
Why?
It keeps me coming back. I feel like anytime that I'm someone takes an interest in me, I like that. There's a donut shop that I go to in the morning, and I just get coffee every morning, and I don't even have to say anything. She just gets me my coffee and I give her the money and we're good to go. Or
we go places
and Diego and I will go there all the time, and I'll go in to pick up food one day, and the person at the front desk will be like, oh, you're just by yourself today. Why do you hate that?
Okay, maybe it's a deep-seated issue I have with food, but
customer service, Joanna.
No, I hate it! Okay, and so I've been going to this place for a year and a half.
Okay.
And they know, and I order the same thing every time.
If you've been going there consistently for over a year...
Hold on.
Why
was fine until this guy showed up.
That you're
no,
a regular.
Okay, so I think I've talked to other women and they feel the same way. They feel like it's embarrassing, and I think some women have this level of food shame. Uh-huh. If you order the same thing, and I'm a picky eater, so I get when that lady said no veggies, I didn't want her to judge me for not having mm-hmm. veggies, even though that's what I wanted. So I think it's a level of shame.
I'm an adult. I'll eat what I
don't
want.
Have to eat vegetables, Brenda. And
mom.
Yeah. So I went. I got. I've been going there, and everything was peachy. They pretend like they don't know what I want. I want because I feel like on some level, the people that run this restaurant know this about me or about women in general. So they always are like, "What do you want? Okay, sure. Let me see if I can find that." it's a new menu item, uh-huh. And then this kid shows up.
How old is he?
He looks like he's 17.
All right, then you can call him kid.
He's like, hi, how are you? And I say, hi, and you're new here. Nice to see you. And okay, I order my food.
If you're telling him that he's new there, then he's going to know that you've been there a whole bunch.
No. It's weird because so the second time I went, he was there. And he goes, oh, Joanne, yeah, I know what you want. And the owner at him and glared at him
if it was the second time you've seen him and he already knew your name,
yeah,
that's a little much. The places that we go to, nobody knows our names. They just know that, we come together or...
He was like, yeah, I remember what you want. And his owner looked at him like he was in trouble. So the next time I went in, he pretended not to know what I wanted, mm-hmm. but, smiled at me and then stopped smiling at me. And now he thinks we are best friends because every time I go in there, he goes, oh, hey, Joanna. And the other day I called and he goes, oh, let me guess, two chicken bowls. And I was like, I will also have some sushi, which I did not want, but I knew Ryan would eventually eat. So this guy would not think I'm in a boring eater, which I am, but he doesn't need to know that. And so I was like, actually, I'm also getting some sushi. He's like, oh, changing it up. Ooh, I like it. Spicing it up. Mm. I was so mad. And when I got there, he saw me. He He saw me come in and he like runs. And he, I know he thinks he's being helpful. He's like, I am going above and beyond. And he's irritating the crap out of me. And then I'm like, okay, I need to calm down. I'm going to be nice to him. And he goes, I got you two steak bowls. And I was like, I don't want steak. He goes, I'm just kidding. I know you'd hate that. You don't know me. So the chicken's cheaper, man. Maybe I would have just preferred this. It's just cheaper.
So now he's just doing stuff that you know you don't like just to piss you off?
I don't know. I think he thinks we're friends. I don't know what he thinks, but we're not friends. And I'm not going to say his name, but I know his name because everyone wears their name tags on their shirts because that's what adults do. But he's got to put his on his pants and on his hat because he thinks he's fancy.
Oh, so. My God, Joanna. You've lost your mind.
So I'm overreacting?
No. That all seems reasonable.
Totally. But like everyone else there, when I go there, they pretend like they don't know me. And I appreciate that because I stopped going to places when they were the worst instance of this. I used to go to this sandwich place. It was around the corner from work. And I would also pick up food for everyone because everyone loved the steli. Mm-hmm. And I started going a lot. And this girl came up to me at school and she goes, STP. I was like, what? And that is the name of the sandwich I get.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, you order that all the time. I work there. I was like...
Well, this was not even in the restaurant?
No, she approached me in my life. And she was like...
There are some boundaries that...
She's like, yeah, you're in there all the time. Like, where do you work? Because you're always there. I was like, I'm around the corner.
Where do you work?
Yeah, she's like, you're just in there all the time.
She's basically... Like, she's like, so what's your home address?
Women are supposed to support other women.
You're the one getting people fired.
No, he's still there. Trust me. But now I started sending Ryan, which is where he is, to go pick up the food so I don't have to see him. And apparently Ryan said he asked how I was doing. And I was like,
he's just worried about you. He hasn't seen you in a while.
Oh, my God. And then, like, I stopped going to the sandwich place. But, again, I just sent Ryan to the sandwich place. But now they know Ryan. And apparently on my last order, I always sub out the pickle chips. Not the pickle chips. I love pickle chips.
I know. We all know how much you love pickle chips.
I subbed out the regular chips for pretzels because healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot to do it on the online order. And they were like, oh, they recognized your name. And they subbed out your thing for you. And I was like, ugh.
Well, that would have pissed me off because what if you, that's not what you wanted?
No.
I would have called them up and been like, this is not what I ordered. This is like literally not what I ordered.
Stop trying to pretend like you know me.
You don't know me.
Oh, Lord.
I got one other food thing for you, but I don't know if it's going to fly you off the handle like that.
Please make that one of your like little story things this week.
Our videos.
Yeah. I think it's going to be like four videos.
We got to tell that whole story. It can only be like a minute at a time.
That was a long rant. Oh, so I, side note for like production meeting real quick. I paid for us to get like the promotion. Oh, and wow. I'm like, I'm paying for it and it keeps saying like $0 have been spent and we're not getting any more promotion. And it's because it's tied to our Facebook account, and I set a limit for Evergo to like stop at $12. Oh, so we met our limit for Evergo, so it hasn't actually been doing it. So I
like
just
a
reset
lifetime
it.
Cap?
Yeah, I reset it. So now we should hopefully get some more views because the Voldemort one is being promoted, and I think I promoted the Sabrina one.
Those are probably the good ones. Yeah. What was the other one? I forget.
The Bob's Burgers one.
Oh yeah.
To which I make a mistake on that one.
The Halloween.
No, I said the Jean Louise. I said I was a Jean Louise mix and that they're the same person, but I meant Jean Linda.
Oh.
So embarrassing.
Do you want to correct the record now?
Yeah, I am not a Jean Louise. I am a Jean Linda.
All right.
So everyone was worried.
We forgive you.
Okay. Okay, what's the other food thing?
What kind of cereal do you eat? Hold on, Diego's blowing his nose.
I actually have strong opinions about this, too.
What kind
of cereal
do you eat?
Is Diego sick?
He's very sick. So I was sick for a week, and then now Diego is sick.
How nice
of you. That's what happens when you kiss.
Don't kiss, kids.
I went to the doctor because I was sick, and last time I waited forever because I just thought it was a cold, but it was like taking a long time to go away. So I went to the doctor and he said, no, you've actually had the flu. And so he gave me medicine for the flu, and it made me feel better like the next day. So this time I made an appointment right away, and I was like, hey, I need to get more of that stuff that good stuff that you gave me last time. And he said, you were here not too long ago with the flu. And I was like, yeah, it was like 6 months ago, and I got the flu shot this year, and apparently it didn't help. And he's asking me all these questions, like, what color stuff is when it comes out of my face? And he said, this is not the flu. He goes, do you have allergies? And I said, not usually. And he said, well, you're just being really allergic to something. And
what?
I didn't believe him entirely, but I went home and took just, like, allergy medication, like generic Benadryl.
Yeah.
And the next day I felt a lot better. But now Diego's sick, and I don't think allergies are contagious. So
do you think you've got like something in the house you could be allergic to?
Nah, I think it's just from like smoke from the fires that we have, and
those are pretty bad.
Or it was the flu.
And he just lied to you.
Yeah.
Okay, so why did you ask me about cereal? Do I need to answer about cereal first? Before you tell me why you asked me?
I was just trying to make conversation about cereal before I tell you the story I found about new cereal.
Well, I do have an opinion on cereal.
Did you ever eat, or do you still eat, like, cereal that adults don't normally eat?
Okay, the only child cereal I ever ate was Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I eat that now, but I eat it, like, just dry.
Yeah, that is awesome. I had a donut with that on it this morning.
Oh, fancy. What kind of fancy donut places are you going to?
We went to the Soda City Market, and they had this, like, artisanal donut shop, which cost me $14.
I was mad about it. Asked me the other day what artisanal meant, and I said, it just means, like, fancy.
I mean, kind of. It's, like, elevated food. But I had a maple syrup donut, and that was delicious. Maple bacon. It was so good.
I don't even know how you
spell it. The other one was okay. It just was, like, cinnamon sugar with cinnamon toast crunch. But when I was little, my grandma would watch me, and she would eat shredded mini wheats and Raisin Bran, and those are my favorite cereals.
I don't know about the first one, but I love Raisin Bran.
Oh, it's so good. But did I lose you? Are you trying to speak?
I was just trying to talk while you were talking.
Oh.
An artisan is a skilled craft worker who makes or creates things by hand. So anything that's artisanal is, like, handmade by a craftsman.
Okay, well, it was a craft donut person. but do you know Special K? You've heard of Special K.
I'm familiar.
Okay, so they have chocolate Special K.
Okay.
Have you ever had that?
No, I haven't.
Okay, it's got little, like, thin bars. It's like if you took a chocolate bar and shrunk it down to the size of, like, a keyboard.
Okay.
Like, little key, that's what it'd be like. And it's got those in it. And I have, like, someone was watching me eat it, and they were just staring at me. I was like, I have to watch you eat this, because you eat this weird.
I always use
a fork.
Oh,
so
okay.
All the milk drains out, and then I eat all the gross bran. That's not gross. It's just, like, not as good as the chocolate. And I get all that out of the way. And then I scoop out all the chocolate, and then I eat the chocolate, and then I have chocolate milk at the end.
Okay.
It's a whole process.
All right.
is that weird?
That sounds... I mean, you lost me at I eat my cereal with a fork.
Why? You know what? I love doing that, because then you get the milk at the end. It's like a strainer.
Although I just looked up... I just found this. Maybe you need this instead. It's a spoon with holes in it. Anyway. Well, the reason I was asking...
Oh, that is neat.
There you go. You need that. Find that for... Buy that for yourself.
Okay.
Or maybe I'll buy it for you.
Okay.
Hold on. I have too many windows open now. Where is my thing? Oh, here we go. Well, the reason I'm asking is because there's a new kids cereal on the market, and I wanted to get your opinion about it.
Okay.
So beginning December 26th, exclusively available in Walmart.
Okay.
So you know it's going to be good. Post Cereal has announced that they will be selling Sour Patch Kids cereal.
Oh, gross.
I'm thinking we should try it.
That sounds really bad. I don't like Sour Patch Kids without milk and cereal.
Without,
how does that work?
The berry?
Okay, I think we need to try it and report back.
There you go.
I guess it's like Fruity Pebbles, though, isn't it?
I never had Fruity Pebbles.
I've never had Fruity Pebbles either.
I just, the thought of like sour cereal does not sound good.
Well, but it's sour then sweet.
I don't know. I'm gonna pass.
It looks like multicolored Cheetos.
December 26th, we'll go out and get some post Christmas. We'll be on our Christmas high, and we'll go try the cereal. Anyway, that was all. I just wanted your
that's gross.
Your reactions to these things.
That is
which...
really gross. I don't. Are they gonna have like sugar on them?
I don't know. I don't work for the company.
Matthew, you're a reporter. You need to come with more detailed facts. I don't know.
I do the bare minimum amount of research when I bring these things to you.
Oh. Okay. Well, this is we need to do a transition better than what I'm about to do. But like,
do you want me to put in like a sound effect?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, or you could just do it yourself.
No, I was saying that, like something like that.
No,
I'm not saying use that. You could just take that out.
We'll just use that. I'll just cut that, and we'll use that over and over.
Hold on. Transition time. I like to give you options.
Okay. Now let's do one where...
Okay. Direct me, Matthew.
I don't know. I can think of something funny fast enough.
Like, give me a celebrity to do an impression of.
Give me your best Anthony Hopkins.
I don't know what Anthony Hopkins sounds like, and Mindy's going to kill me. Give me somebody...
He goes like this. What were we saying? Okay. Time for another transition, Clarice. That's what he sounds like, right?
Okay.
Isn't he British?
Okay. I have to ask Mindy or Google it. okay, give me one of someone I know. I know who he is. I just don't know what he like. I don't like listen to him every day.
Who's got a good voice? I don't know.
I'm waiting.
I don't know. Did you know that?
No, give me somebody.
I don't know.
I am not putting you on as my phone a friend on a millionaire. Is that show on anymore?
I thought you were going to say you weren't going to invite me to be part of your improv group.
That too. Okay, give me somebody.
I don't know her last name. Kate McKinnon.
Okay, but she does characters. Oh, I broke my lotion. Sorry. I don't know which. Okay, I'm going to pick someone I know. I know who Kate McKinnon is, and I love Kate McKinnon. But, like, I don't really know what she sounds like by herself.
I just recently found out that she's a lesbian. And
yes.
I told Diego, I said, did you know that she's a lesbian? And he said, are you surprised? And I said, well, not now that I know.
Now it's obvious.
Now it seems obvious, but...
The only like thing I remember her saying in an interview was she's talking about her cat. She was like, oh, I love my cat. He's the best cat. Like, that's all I remember of her saying. The only, now I'm going to oversell it. Okay, this is Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, okay.
Super topical. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Stop a transition. Ashton Kutcher. Oh my gosh. This has been Celebrity Impressions with Matthew and Joanna.
Nailed it.
Yep.
You know what I'm worried about, though?
What?
That we've spent so much time talking about these impressions that now you don't remember what we were going to transition into.
No, I do. Okay. How dare you? How dare you? Okay, this, I don't know when it happened, but it came across my path. This week, a personal friend of mine got really screwed over by someone she was going to marry, and that sucks. And I've been, like, researching legit revenge, things that aren't illegal, but just really inconvenience their life as much as possible.
Like minor arson.
No, hold up. Just in case something does happen. I don't want any. Not that.
Something funny, like cutting his brakes or something.
That's a real riot.
So what did your research?
Okay, so I found a story about a woman who the night before her wedding, she got a text at like 8 o'clock at night from a girl saying, "I can't take the guilt anymore. Mm-hmm. I need to tell you what I've done. I have been having an affair with your fiance for like a year.
Scandal.
And here are the photos. Here's the proof. Uh-huh. I should have told you sooner, mm-hmm. but I just need you to know before you marry him."
Okay.
So she very calmly kept it together. Mm-hmm. And she went through with the wedding, but when mm-hmm. it got to read her vows, she read out the texts.
Uh-huh. That's good.
Mine was like, what? Like, when I first heard that, I was like, that is the ultimate. But then she was petty. I don't think that's petty. I think that's justified. Like, that was, like, on BuzzFeed as, like, this woman's the ultimate petty bride. I was like, no, that's pretty deserved.
That's like putting you on blast in front of your whole family.
Well, he did it. Like, I'd look at his grandma and be like, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Grandma, you need to talk to him. I would be embarrassed of my grandson. Anyway. So she ended it with like, I'm sorry to do this in front of you, but I'm just want today, there will not be a wedding, but this is going to be like a turning point for me for like finding someone who respects me and loves me. And I'm sorry that you're all here, but I wanted you to know the reason why for me.
Yeah.
Basically. So he's not going to get it twisted. I was, that is so awesome.
So do you have not like, what your friend is going to do, I'm assuming.
Oh, I don't think that's going to be possible, but no. He's such a, like, I really, like, she had to move out, and I was like, did you forget anything? She's like, no, I got it all. I was like, dang it, because I wanted to go over there, and I was going to bring Ryan, because Ryan is a big teddy bear.
You can still go over there.
Yeah, be like, she forgot something. I don't know what it is. Let me look around the house.
I need to go rummage through some things.
I told her, I was like, I was like, girl, before you leave, I'd put a magnet up to that next box. Like, just, yeah, he's a jerk. It did not happen. I am not liable, but I wanted to go over there because, like, Ryan looks scary. Well, not really, but, like, he looks like he could be intimidating, but he's a big softy. And I was like, Ryan, when I'm rummaging, you just need to stare at him and be like, you think you're cool, man? Like, I don't know. Make an intimidating speech, like.
And what did Ryan say?
I didn't tell him because it didn't have to happen. But right now I'm trying to convince him to be my chauffeur for a day because a girl at work has this really cute baby and she's a coworker there and we become friends. And she said that after my semester, I could take like her baby for a day and like go on like a little fun play date. And I don't want to drive him because I'm terrified to drive the baby in case something happens. And Ryan's a really good driver. Uh-huh. And so I was like, Ryan, can you be like our chauffeur? And he's like, no. But I'm like, but please.
Unlike you, he doesn't want to hang out with a baby all day.
Yes, he does. It's a really cute baby. It's a really cute baby.
You guys should just have a baby.
No. Stop putting that in my life. Stop putting that in the universe. Send that baby to you.
Are people asking?
No, which is kind of hurtful.
Oh.
Like
your
the
mom,
girls are.
Your mom hasn't been harassing you about when you're going to give her any grandbabies?
No, they're respecting my boundaries and it's hurtful.
She's like, I understand.
Don't worry about it. The only time I have ever been harassed, if you will, to have a baby was at my engagement shower, and it was a lot of my mother-in-law's friends, and they had to put down like how many children does the bride want, and the answer is one, and everyone was like,
for,
no, you
for
have
your
to.
Information.
Yeah. And everyone like was like, no, you have to have more. No, you have to have more. And I didn't know some of them. So I was like, I don't know why you even care.
Why are you so invested in this?
But God bless my mother-in-law. She whispers to me. She's like, have whatever you want. Like, don't let them like pressure you. Like, it was really sweet. Like,
I will say though, you do need to have more than one.
No.
Yes. Kids can't
one
be
and
only...
done. It rhymes.
No, you can't. Kids can't be only children.
Yeah, they can.
No, they go. They turn out crazy.
No, they don't.
Yes,
they turn out perfect. Turn out perfect little angels.
Kids need siblings.
No, they don't. They can get a friend. I'll be their friend.
Okay, that's. I don't think that's gonna work out how you have envisioned.
I don't understand.
I'm
gonna be their
best
friend
right now.
Have you ever seen the Goldbergs?
No, I was gonna say like in Mean Girls.
You keep me young, girls. You keep me young.
I'm bringing it back to the beginning of the show.
Oh, and the circle has no closing. Sorry.
Oh, I actually had something that I needed to, I wanted to vent about. It'll be fast, I promise.
I mean, I just went on a rant about the guy at the restaurant, so I think you're allowed.
So Netflix has come out with two Christmas movies that they are pushing very
I've seen
hard
one
right
of them.
Now. I've seen both of them.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
What?
So the one is The Christmas Chronicles.
It's amazing. I don't understand your problem.
Tim Allen looks real bad in this one.
That's not Tim Allen. Oh, are you aware that's not Tim Allen?
Yes, it was a joke, but thanks for ruining it. It was not good. Well, I don't know why.
That's not a joke because, first of all, Kurt Russell looks amazing in that movie.
Yeah, I don't really know what my joke meant. Just that he doesn't look the same.
Okay. Okay, so what were you saying? Why did you hate it?
I was just... Well, it was the same reason I hated... Okay. So you haven't seen the other one either? The Christmas... The Princess...
I saw the first one. I haven't seen the second one.
There's a first one and a second one?
The one... Like, the royal wedding? What are you talking about? Oh! Are you talking about the Vanessa Hudgens one?
Yes.
Okay, I have seen both of them. That one is horrible.
Princess... It's like... Yes! The Princess Switch or something.
That movie is so bad. I have so many issues with that movie.
Like Vanessa Hudgens' accent.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. She was a proper lady. I watched that with a friend of mine, and we were getting a project done, and I can't tell if she was joking, which, like, I didn't get your Tim Allen joke a little bit ago, but we turned it on, and she goes, "Oh my God, girl, look how much those girls look alike."
Well, Diego asked me, he goes, "Are they really twins, or is it the same girl?"
I knew Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah,
so.
And I don't, I know Vanessa Hudgens by name, but I didn't recognize her, so I looked it up, and then I was like, oh, no, she's somebody. She's
I
not
love
a twin.
Vanessa Hudgens. She was cute in it. The story was dumb, but.
It's just bad. It was just like, it was very, like, Disney Channel.
Fell in love in two days.
It was like Netflix tried to make a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, that's 100% what they did. But the Christmas Chronicles was good.
No. I think I've just decided that I just don't like Christmas movies. They're just dumb.
Do you like Elf?
Joanna, can I tell you a secret?
You've never seen it.
I've never seen Elf.
What? It's... Okay. How... Okay.
I mean, I know what it is, obviously.
I mean, it's... Yeah, you short-circuited my brain. It's the best movie.
Should I watch it?
Yes, yes. Okay. Report back. Like, watch it tonight.
Okay.
It's the perfect movie to watch. Okay, do you like the Santa Claus?
The one with Tim Allen?
Yes.
The one with actual Tim Allen? Yeah, that one's fine.
That movie's a trilogy.
Oh, is it really? I didn't know that.
The second one's great. The third one's meh, but it's still good.
The first one I have seen, and that is a good movie.
The it's second like one, he Christmas needs to find music, a wife.
Movie.
In the second Santa Claus, he needs to find a wife, or he can't be Santa anymore. And because he's like running out of time, he like turns back into like Tim Allen, and so he like meets this woman and he falls in love with her. And I mean, I'm not really spoiling it because
isn't that what he wanted in the first one?
Yeah, but now he loves being Santa. But okay, I'm not really spoiling this because like. If it's a Christmas movie where, like, Santa has to hurry up and save Christmas, you're going to assume it's going to work out. Though, I will say, I love the romance part of that movie. There's a B-plot, which is horrible, where, well, Santa needs to be away to go find a wife. Uh-huh. So, one of the elves decides, well, let's make a copy of Santa that's a robot. Sorry, again. Maybe. Saying this out loud, it sounds so stupid. But...
More or less stupid than when we were arguing Sabrina last week.
Oh, it's more stupid. So he makes a toy robot Santa. And maybe, so he's like, okay, no, well, you're gone, this. Like, macking on ladies. This Santa will be here. And, like, the elves, because if the elves knew he was gone, they'd get upset and they'd stop working. So
Joanna,
this was a way. What? There's a lot of elves.
No, there were three Santa Claus movies.
Oh, I know. The third one's. Dumb. Oh, and there's a shocking detail. Charlie's on the naughty list, which when I first heard that when I was little, I was like, oh, Charlie.
His kid?
Yeah, he's on the naughty list because he starts to act up.
Oh, because, puberty.
Yeah. Well, he likes a girl.
Well, that'll get you on the naughty list. All right.
Hold on. Let me explain the B plot of this because it's so bad. Okay. So the elves can't know that this is a fake Santa. And this robot Santa starts, as all robots do, goes evil. And he starts to, like, make a army of nutcrackers. Not nutcrackers, little drummer boys. Not okay. religious drummer boys, but, like, toy drummer boys. And he starts to take over Christmas and wants to put everyone on the naughty list because he can't see, like, that some children are good and some children are bad, but they still get a present. He's like, no, everyone get coal. And he tries to take over Christmas. That's a B plot in this movie. The A plot is much better where, like, Tim Allen is, like, romantic.
Trying to find love?
No, trying to find love.
They should have stuck with the other one. The guy who played...
Hold on. One really annoying part about that movie is, like, she falls in love with Tim Allen, and as soon as they get married, he turns back into Santa Claus. And
yeah, that's I'd be magic. Like,
I know, but, like, you just marry someone that looks like Tim Allen, not that he's, like, a hunk or anything, and then all of a sudden he turns, like, he gains, like, 200 pounds and ages, like, 50 years. What the hell? Okay, sorry. Pissed. Yeah, it was a little misleading.
The guy who played Charlie in those movies grew up to be hot.
I know, and he was on the naughty list.
It's really cute. I'm going to make him my wallpaper.
You better see those movies, or that'll be weird. Oh, have you seen Fred Claus?
I'll see Elf. Fred Claus.
Fred Claus makes me cry every time.
That sounds familiar. Let me look it up.
It's Vince Vaughn. He's the brother of Santa Claus.
Yeah.
You've seen it?
I've seen that. I think I worked at the movie theater when that one came out.
I cry every time. That part where he's talking about bad kids and there's no... Oh, God, I'm going to start crying right now. okay. Have you seen It's a Wonderful Life?
I have not seen that.
Classic. I recommend seeing that on a big screen if there's any like screenings near you.
I might be able to find one, but I probably won't.
You put so much effort into that.
I also wanted to talk to you about Fantastic Beasts 2, but I don't think you...
I'm waiting for my mother.
No.
Mother hasn't made it back yet to see it with me.
They said it had the worst opening weekend for any Harry Potter movie.
Aww.
And it's actually been getting a lot of hate online. People didn't seem to like it too much.
Why is people hating it?
I don't know. I liked it a lot. They said it was like, there's too much story and it was really boring. But what? I think that's why I liked it.
Yeah, I like story-driven stuff, so that's just me.
But it was like all of the stuff that we had heard about in the books and stuff. I don't know. Anyway,
how was Jude Law?
He was good. People seem to like him a lot more than I mean, I don't not like him, but I don't see the appeal.
Oh, I kind of stopped liking him after he cheated on his wife with the nanny.
In real life?
Mm-hmm. Or,
which movie are we talking about?
Okay, in Jude Law's defense, the best Christmas movie ever is The Holiday.
I don't know which one that is.
Oh, my God.
Joanna, I don't like Christmas music movies. That's the second time I've said Christmas music.
It is. Okay, watch The Holiday and get back to me. That's with Jack Black, Kate Winslet, Jude Law, and Cameron Diaz. I think that's Netflix.
I like all those other people.
Jack Black is like he's sexy in it.
Sexy.
Like
Jack
he's
Black?
Not goofy. He's like he's cleaned up.
Jude Law looks good in this one.
So does Jack Black.
Okay, I'm just saying, since this is our Jude Law hate podcast.
Just personally. Oh my God, I'm about to cry. I just found the quote from Fred Claus that I love so
much.
Okay.
Do you wanna give us an emotional reading?
I don't know. Hold on, let me read it through first.
Okay. I'll give you some time to prepare.
Did I tell you I rapped in my class the other day?
No, but I'm not surprised in the least.
Yeah, neither did my group.
They're like, oh, here she goes again.
Okay.
Rapping in class.
Red tomato. That's what people say, right? Like, is it
red
a
leather,
warmer?
Yellow leather.
Oh, yeah, red tomato. I'm hungry. Red leather, yellow leather. Red
Ryan's
leather,
been gone
yellow
a long
leather.
Time.
I think maybe he's arguing with somebody. With
he's
maybe
that
guy.
That kid. Yeah.
Yeah. My wife doesn't want you to talk to her anymore.
He's speaking to the manager right now.
Okay, so setup. So Fred Claus, he's the bad apple of the family.
Classic Vince Vaughn.
But he's had, like, a really... Basically, like, he's never been in his parents... They never really cared about him as much as his brother. And so it's like, toward the end, he goes, Nick, there's one thing I've got that's been eating at me since I've been here. That naughty and nice list you got? There are no naughty kids, Nick. They're all good kids. But some of them are scared. And some of them don't feel listened to. Some of them had pretty tough breaks, too. Stop laughing at me. But every kid deserves a present on Christmas. Oh, and, like, this part... When the kid is adopted... Okay, I can't. I don't want to spoil it. It's so good. Oh, my God. It's so good. I'm going to post that quote on Facebook.
Okay.
It's going to confuse everybody. Okay. I'm done. Hold on. Let me get a tissue. So I think we've learned tonight that you're the Scrooge.
The Grinch, apparently.
And I am Buddy the Elf. Which will make sense once you've seen the movie.
when I see it. All right. So you want to wrap this up?
Oh, yeah.
We've been going on for a long time.
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, my God. That's so creepy. Sorry. I copy and pasted the quote, and I, like, pasted onto my Facebook status, and instantly what popped up is, are you talking about 25 Days of Christmas on Freeform? Because it recognized Freeform.
The TV thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's Facebook creepy. Has been listening to us a lot. Not you and I, but like...
Well, they better download our podcast if they're going to listen to us.
Like, Diego and I will be talking about something, and then all of the other day, I was packing up our Nintendo Switch because we were taking it over to... Oh, it was for Thanksgiving. We were taking it over to Diego's mom. And then I was in the car scrolling through Instagram, and there's like ads for Nintendo Switch on my Instagram.
Do you like your Nintendo Switch?
I do. It's good. I just got the new Pokemon game.
Oh, I want to play that. Well, I would like to. We're debating about, like, when we have money again, getting a Nintendo Switch, because we just paid, like, all of our bills.
I recommend it. Diego just ordered Smash Bros.
Hey, can you watch movies on it?
No.
Oh, damn. I was gonna be like, you should watch Elf.
I have a
TV. You ruined my joke. You ruined my joke.
Oh. Well, then, now we're even.
Yeah. That's not Tim. That's not Tim Allen. One of my best friend growing up told this. We were watching home movies, and it was a home movie of a family reunion, and it was like toward the end of the first day, and this family came in and they had driven across country and they were very tired and they hadn't even been to their hotel yet, and they're like, oh boy, George, I bet you're glad you made it here, but you're so glad the trip's over. Yeah. And my best friend, who's like 6 at the time, you hear her off camera go, yeah, but then you gotta go back. And I was like, wow, way to make them feel welcome. Remind them of the huge journey they have to go back on.
So, this has been a huge inconvenience.
Thanks for coming. It was the best. All right, so this has been a very flowing episode.
This has been very enlightening.
Yeah.
We've both been, Joanna doesn't like people talking to her.
Okay.
And I don't like Christmas movies.
It's just very weird, because, like, you would think, like, the Hufflepuff I am, I'd be like, oh, a friend! But I'm like, don't talk to me. I make up for it, though. Because I over-talk to my Uber drivers.
Oh. I'm sure they enjoy it.
I mean, I have a good rating. One time, though, I was proud of my... I think I texted you about it. I didn't realize I had a trouble with my button on my shirt, and apparently I was in the front seat because he's like, oh, get in the front seat. I was like, okay, sure.
Okay, creepy.
Okay, so I got in the front seat and we're talking, and when I got out, I realized that my button was undone, and it showed.
He's like, why don't you get in the front seat? And you're like, no, thank you, I'm married.
Well, no, I'm like, oh, a friend! And so I get in the front seat, and then I realize, I was like, oh, that was embarrassing. And then I get inside the venue, and he sent
button,
me a request.
Like on your shirt.
What'd you think I said?
Well, you said button on my shirt, and I was thinking like a button like that says things.
Wait, what?
like a pin, like a button. That's what I, and then you were talking about, we were talking about the button on your shirt, and
you know, it came like, off and it like was really shirt. Loose and you could see stuff.
Yeah, now I got it. That's just not where I went.
It was a really sexy button from Hot Topic.
You were just like, I was having trouble with the button on my shirt. It wasn't staying on or something.
I mean, my button was not staying on, but no. So I get out of, and I get into the venue, and he sent me a friend request, and I was like, I still got it. And then he was engaged.
Oh.
I was like, why are you sending me a friend request? We didn't talk that much. That
was
weird.
Was that the groom in the BuzzFeed story?
Maybe.
Well, that's going to conclude this week's episode.
we really made it a circle.
That's what I said. Be sure to join us again here next week. If for some reason you're listening to us and you're not already subscribed to our podcast, please subscribe. Mm-hmm. We are
and
on iTunes.
And review us.
Yes. We just got added to TuneIn, too.
Did you do that?
I did that.
Oh, good for you.
I don't
you.
Know if people listen to podcasts there, but we're there now. you can follow us on social media, where Joanna and I are both very active every day.
Not Twitter for me.
if you're talking to us on Twitter, it's me, because I've finally figured out how to get Twitter to work for us. We're on Twitter at @TWIS_A_podcast, on Instagram and Facebook at That's What I Said Podcast. And links for that and all of our, I guess, personal social medias will be in the episode description.
Yep. We're very, I like doing the Instagram, and Matt is really good at funny Instagram posts. So I'm sure we'll get lots of funny posts related to this episode from the things that I'm now remembering that I said. So that'll be fun. I love listening to, like, what did I talk about again?
I love listening to our own podcast.
I know. I'm not, no shame in my game.
Sometimes when I'm tired of listening to other people's podcasts, I just go back and listen to ours.
Have you ever listened to a podcast and you're like, I want to give this a chance because I hope no one feels this about ours, but this is really weird.
Sometimes
I won't say who.
Yeah, there are a couple that I've given like two episodes and I'm like, all right, well, if I'm forcing myself to listen to this, this is not going to be a long-term relationship.
Yeah. Like, you can get like an instant feel for a podcast, I think, pretty quick. You're like, oh yeah, like I'm gonna take this one.
They have to be like similar to us, I think.
Yeah, I just got a text from Ryan. He is okay. He said traffic's been really crazy, and I said, did that guy remember me? And he's like, yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, he remembered.
What if he's like in love with me?
He probably
I'm gonna say
is.
That
he's got a crush.
Yeah,
and you went and sent your husband.
I married Becca.
All right. So I guess until next week. Bye.
Bye. That one, it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the did you buy Adam Ellis's book yet?
No, I'm buying that for Christmas.
It's really good. It's really I finished it in 20 minutes. I was kind of sad. I was like, where's some there's not I need more.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll give you more.
Well, he just posted a new one a little bit ago, and it was like me when I was 10 and my grandma gave me a lizard. It's like, oh boy, I love lizards. It was like 20 years later. Oh, remember, you, it was another lizard. Remember, you like lizards.
Did you see the one where the grandma gave him the...
the rose art?
The rose art.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what gay iconic movie I haven't seen?
What?
Is Tu Wan Fu. I haven't seen that.
Joanna.
What? Have you not seen...
That's the best movie.
Have you seen it?
I've seen it too many times.
Okay. I'll go back and watch it. I haven't seen it yet.
It is... You'll love it. I promise.
Oh, I'm sure I will. Let's just... have you seen the Brady Bunch movies?
No.
RuPaul's in those, and he's really funny. He plays Jan's guidance counselor.
That's crazy.
And Jan's like, I need something that makes me stand out. And she recommends wigs for her. Uh-huh. And then in the sequel, like, she's like, well, I feel like I have a lie and a secret about me. And she's talking about inventing a boyfriend. Uh-huh. And RuPaul goes, oh, I know when you have to lie to your friends, it can be a drag. But if you want to have a little mystery about yourself, well, child, go ahead. And my favorite part is, and Jan, you better work. But when we were he's been saying the same lines for
the last 30 years.
Oh, I'm going to send it to you. But I remember, Ryan, we were watching it. There's a part where Jan's like, I need help. And RuPaul goes, have you tried my motivational tapes? And Ryan's like, it wouldn't be RuPaul if he wasn't pimping something.
He wasn't hawking his merch.
Branding. He looks so good in those movies. You can't, like, he looks unclockable. He just has a good face. All right, I gotta go. I gotta go work on my project.
All right, have fun with that.
Well, don't take care of your man.
I know. He just wants me to, like, sit with him while he watches movies.
Aw, that's sweet, though. Yeah. Okay, I'm setting. Well, first you have to watch both of these clips. Then you can move on. Okay. All right, bye.
Bye.